Hi, this is Mary Beth. This is the basic version of the toroidal field and vibrational reset technique that I have taught over the years. I've made some changes based on some information I've received from my mentor, Tina Zion. So this one is a little different than what I was teaching to people, but it's a good one for keeping your energetic being strong. Okay, so I do it every day, either this version or the advanced version, which you also have, and you can try each one out and see what you like. Let's do this version. When you get used to it, I hope you can do it just using your imagination and memory rather than my voice going through each part. But if not, this is why I've done this. This is why this is recorded. Use this as often as you like. Alrighty. Okay, now I am ready. Okay. So you're someplace comfortable, yes? And you can relax. And you are relaxed. All right. This is going to use a lot of visuals. Stick with me. Do the best you can. For me, it gets fun after a while. Just imagining this happening. And if you do that with a bit of joy and delight, it's really good. Alrighty. So the first thing we do is we imagine that our energy field is much like that 360 degree fountain maybe you've seen, or maybe you even have seen the water sprinklers that they send it all the way around. It's 360 degrees. Water comes from the middle and it goes all the way around. We're going to build on that. That's the toroidal field. And we're going to do it in the colors of the chakras. All right, so let's do this. Imagine that the color red is coming up from the earth is a whoosh of wonderful energy, sparkly red, vibrant energy through your body, up through your body, up out through your head to the heavens, and it flows back down in and around you, back into the earth. Now be quiet and do it by yourself this time. And let's do two breaths of orange, the next color. So imagine orange coming up from the earth through your body, all the way up through your head, out your head, up to the heavens, and then back down in and around you. And start to notice that it's all the way around you, your sides, your back, above you, underneath you. So there's your first breath. Then your second breath, breathe it in. Hit the heavens and breathe it out and down. There was orange. All right, let's do yellow. Breathe in from your feet, into your feet, up through your body, through the top of the head, hit the heavens and come back down. Yellow energy all the way around you and back into the earth. Now we do green. And comes all the way around you. Make these vibrant, beautiful colors. All right, get it back into the earth. Next is blue. Beautiful, vibrant blue. Here we go. Bring it up from the earth into your body, up through your body, up through your head. Hit the heavens. And come back down. Then we do indigo, that beautiful purple blue color. Breathe it in and up and down. You do it. Are you getting the sense that it's all the way around and all the way in your body? Good. And lastly, white. Bring it up. Bring that energy up through the up through the earth, into your body, into the heavens, and back down all around. And now, just imagine, like a switch, you have started the flow and you don't have to worry about it. The colors are coming through. Lovely. It's just gorgeous. And now notice or imagine that there's beautiful gold streaks all the way through this, possibly like lightning. So it's through your body, outside of your body, behind, below, above, that just strengthen the whole energy of your aura. There they are. And finally, imagine that you and your aura are immersed in this beautiful giant flame, and it's a violet flame. Now, I personally see pinky purple, I have no idea, but it's a violet flame. And what it does is it releases all the dense energy that's still stuck in your body. And so you just feel it. I imagine it is like warmth that softens up the stuff, whatever it is, and turns it into love and light. Okay. So there you go. You got that going. Now let's switch over to the vibrational reset technique, which uses the chakras. I love the visuals of the flower, the rose, in the chakras, which are energy centers in the body. Okay. So we're going to start with one that people don't usually use, but I find it truly divine to connect with that every day. And that is they call it the earth star, the chakra that is in the earth, our chakra in the earth. And to me, that is the chakra that says it's actually divine, wonderful experience to be on this earth in this time, and I'm part of it. And for that, I see a rose that is a beautiful, shiny black rose. And sometimes, many times, black is thought of as a terrible energy, but if you think of the energy of black tourmaline or shite, it is not. I think I got this name right on shite. Just anyway, it's a beautiful crystal, and this is what I'm thinking of, the energy of that. So see a rose blooming in that color below your feet. And feel the joy and the gratitude of being here and now in this life. Don't let your thinking mind get you. Just feel that good stuff. And get in your body and go down to your tailbone and imagine a beautiful red rose blossoms. And this is safety and security. It's a beautiful one. And then the next is orange, which is in your hip area. Make it a bright, gorgeous orange. This is creativity. I believe it's connections one-on-one with each other. And with creativity comes also not just art and music, But creativity is resilience and resourcefulness, the ability to stop doing those things that don't work anymore and have an aha and do something different. You see what I'm saying? That's resilience. I'll open that up. And next is a yellow rose, and that's in your tummy area behind the belly button. And that's your sense of self. And your view with the world. It's an old phrase that comes to me probably from the 70s. I'm okay, you're okay. But there's a strength in that. Like, who I am is good. And I don't have to make you bad either. There's a lot more in that statement. But the basics is I'm okay just as I am. I stand tall no matter what is going on around me. And then we get into the chest where the heart chakra is. And that is a green rose full of love and compassion. And you're seeing each one of these open and blossom. They're all about the same size. Now get into your throat area and see a beautiful blue rose. Communication, right? Yeah, blossom. And finally, then we get into the forehead and we get the indigo rose opening and blossoming, which is telepathy, third eye, knowledge that you get outside of the regular senses. And now, and finally, on top of your head is that chakra that people see as violet. I see it as white with a little bit of tinge of violet in the petals. That's your crown chakra where all the good information and love from source, from God, whoever you turn to, that's where that opening is for us. So you've got all your chakras. Let's look down them. See, we'll start from up at our head. White, indigo, the roses. Blue in the throat. Green in the chest. Yellow in the tummy area. Solar plexus. Orange in the hips, red in the very tailbone area, but right down at the bottom, and below us, the Earth Star. And we feel so good. And now what I want you to finish this up with is to imagine that whoever you trust, Creator, Source, maybe a certain angel that you work with, that they're creating the most beautiful elixir and they're now pouring it in down through your crown chakra. And here it comes. And it spreads out through your whole aura. And it helps your body reset. And everything brightens up, every single cell of your body. Like a star wakes up, and there's almost music in the body as each, I'm trying to get the right word here, each organ and each system finds its rhythm and beauty and music, and they all start playing at the most perfect tempo for health and joy and emotional wellness. When it all comes in, I do the taps on my chest, tap, tap. And a beautiful equivalent of a symphony is playing. and it fills up the whole aura, which is all the way around you. Okay. Try that, practice that, and see how it feels.